COVID, it changed the picture of healthcare. For those of us in the public, we may not recognize it so much because we may not be in the system much, right? Like, I mean, as far as I'm not a healthcare worker. And so what kind of change do you see, or does the healthcare workers see, that's different prior to COVID and to now? Because again, the public may be seeing that it's back to normal, but clearly it's not.
Well, and I, you know, I work for the foundation, but I'm not a healthcare worker, so I don't want to speak for them. But like, we can even think about, you know, during COVID, it was very stressful for healthcare workers, right? There was a lot of pressure on them. And I think that coming out of COVID, now we're facing a healthcare shortage, right? Lots of people retired early. You know, you've got shortages across the country, really. And so you see increased wait times, and you see, you know, if you do know someone who works in healthcare, I think that a lot of them are feeling more stressed than they ever used to. So I think that it's normal in the sense of, it's gotten back to normal in the sense of, you know, your day-to-day operations are the same, but at the same time, I think that there's challenges in terms of, there's new challenges that have come up since COVID, particularly with the staff shortages, but also people losing their passion for it, right? Like, it's a very stressful field to be in, and there's new policies and regulations and things that are in place now. If you've been in the field, you know, it's tough to navigate those changes and get used to the new way of maybe doing things. But I think that if we look closely, we can all see that, you know, there is added stress, even just finding a family doctor, right? And if there's a way that we can help support our current healthcare workers or our future healthcare workers, like the students at ACC and BU, so that when they enter healthcare, you know, we're retaining them, we're helping support them and navigate these times. I think that's the best that we can do as a community.